When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In this episode, I sit down to chat with Amanda Bayerl from The True Challenge and the How Bad Do I Want It podcast. Kick your feet up and get ready to learn something new because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. Today's song is Fly Away by Canvi. And if you really want to know why I chose it, you should go and listen to yesterday's episode, which was part one of Amanda's three-part interview where I talk about it. So I'm not going to waste any time on that in this episode. So check that out if you want to hear it and check out the artist. And let's jump into the show. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and my guest today is Amanda Bayerl. Amanda is the co-founder of The True Challenge and the host of the How Bad Do I Want It podcast. Working with her husband, Nicholas, Amanda's goal is to help entrepreneurs and other busy people take charge of their life and create the change they want to see around them. In today's episode, she shares her advice to anyone who has struggled with losing weight or getting into shape. She shares the ultimate goal for her podcast and brand, and we talk about the one thing you can do to change any area of your life. So without further ado, here is part two of my interview with Amanda Bayerl from The True Challenge and the How Bad Do I Want It podcast. I know for a fact, and I've spoken to listeners of this show personally, as many of you listening know, back in February, I scheduled out an hour every single working day that you could just get on the phone with me. And I spoke to so many of you that the biggest struggle was that you have always been overweight, or you've always felt that you didn't have the body or the looks or the feeling of being sexy that you've always wanted. And so I love that story, Amanda, because I think that moment, so many people that are listening can relate to it, but unfortunately, they may not have the same people around them that have already achieved that. They may not have that influence, that perspective that can make it as streamlined. And I don't want to use the word easy because I know that your story wasn't easy to get there, but it was much more streamlined than a lot of people may have to face because you had access to that. So what I want you to do right now, if you can, is to those people who have always wanted to be in that position where they love their body and they feel sexy, but may not have that access that you were fortunate enough to have, what would you tell them to start doing, to start focusing on day to day?
Well, I had access to, you know, an amazing coach because I was dating him and now married, but
that's always convenient.
It is very convenient in having your accountability coach. I mean, love it actually, because he's still my accountability coach to this day. If you meet him, he's kind of like, he's like a secret Gary Vaynerchuk. So nothing really gets great by him. But like listening right now, you guys, you have access. Like, you're listening to this podcast. Like, you just have to decide to take action and stop listening to the excuses and giving in to the limiting beliefs of what you can achieve. Like, Greg gives you amazing content every single day, and a lot of it you can apply to your health. Like, everything that he talks about, you can apply to your nutrition, your fitness, you know, having that strong why, doing small little things, you know, instead of drinking a monster, like drink water instead of, you know, going to Starbucks and getting, you know, something full of 100 grams of sugar, get a green juice. Like, it's those small daily things that's going to make the big difference, and just focusing on what's right in front of you. And so, you know, I have a program that's extremely accessible, no matter what your income level is, that you can see amazing results. There's so much free content out there that I personally do, that so many people do, that you can just apply, you know, the workouts, you know, YouTube is huge. You know, you can find any type of workout you want on there, nutrition advice. And so find something online that you can do. If you can't, you know, actually find someone personally in person where you're at right now, you know, maybe you don't have healthy people around you. Online is great. You know, everything's social media now. So I would just say, take action on what you are learning right now and stop giving in to the limiting beliefs of what's not worked for you in the past. Because, you know, my podcast is all about making your dreams a reality, and we are capable of so much more. You know, you have what it takes inside of you. You just need to take action.
I love that. And to the listeners out there, you know, both Amanda and I talk, and so many other podcasters, the reason we do this, the reason we put out this content, the reason she interviews the people that she interviews, the reason I do the research that I do, it's not just so that you can listen to it and be inspired and motivated, and then as soon as things get hard, you lose that motivation. Like, the goal is to get you to actually do something. And that's the key takeaway. Forget the specific episode. Maybe I talked about sleep today or productivity. The specific episode doesn't matter. The goal is, did you do something today that's going to get you where you want to be? So if you are in that group of people that I spoke to that have always wanted to lose weight, or you've always wanted to start a business, or you've always wanted to write a book, whatever your thing is, did you do something today that's going to move you towards that? And as Amanda just said, forget the limiting beliefs. You really don't even have to worry about it. If you're so focused on the micro steps that you take every single day, those tiny leaps, that's the thing that you need to worry about, not the can I do this or will people like it. You don't have to think about that if you focus small enough. So just do something. And that's the biggest sort of thank you that you can give any of us content creators who are focused around this space. So Amanda, let's sort of switch gears a little bit. Let's talk about your podcast. So you and Nicholas have the True Challenge. You have this brand that's being built, and you're helping a lot of people in terms of your clients and the content that you produce there. But what inspired How Bad Do I Want It? What was that sort of point where you decided, you know what, we need to package this up and put it into a podcast in order to affect even more people?
Yeah. So growing up, like I said, I grew up as an athlete. And so I played volleyball competitively for 4 years. I was going to go to college for it on a scholarship. And my dad would always ask me, Amanda, how bad do you want it? And it was always just this term, you know, that I really resonated with. And so I wish I could have trademarked how bad do you want it back when I was, you know, 14 years old, because it's huge now, but did trademark how bad do I want it. So that's good. But I honestly didn't think I was ever going to start a podcast because I didn't listen to them, honestly. Like, I consumed all my content from YouTube and different stuff like that. And so starting a podcast was not something that I had on my radar. I did two online summits where I interviewed over 60 successful entrepreneurs in the health and business realm. And so I had all of those interviews done and got to meet John Lee Dumas, became friends with him. And then, you know, I was kind of inspired and intrigued by doing this podcast thing. And I had a dream about it one night and I woke up the next morning. I knew what it was going to be called. How Bad Do I Want It? I knew that what it was going to be about and really what I wanted the logo to be like. And so I told Nicholas, hey, we're starting this podcast. And it fit everything that we really wanted because we want to inspire people. We love to speak. We love networking. And so podcasting was really the perfect thing for us. And, you know, I have a long-term vision for this podcast. I know you probably do as well, Greg. Like a lot of people start a podcast for just, you know, a couple months, or maybe I'll just try it out for a year. Like I'm in this for the long haul. Like I see myself doing this for at least 3 years because I love it so much. And I know that this is my best way to produce amazing, valuable content for people is through speaking. So, you know, it might shift here in a little bit of the different format of the show, like you're interviewing people now, but what really inspired me was this dream that I had.
That's really, really interesting, actually. So one of the things that I have really sort of pulled from the multiple conversations we've had, you know, prior to even the show launching and now that the show has sort of established and you have an audience and you've even started the community for it, one of the things that I really pulled away from you as a person is essentially how determined you are and how important this thing is to you. So it's really fascinating to me to hear that a lot of it was inspired sort of by this dream and all of these different pieces and experiences that just all came together in this perfect form. And that's interesting to me because so much of our lives happen that way, I've found anyway, in the sense that Steve Jobs once said that you can only join up the dots when you look backwards, and all the random things that happen throughout your life, they eventually lead to something, but as they're happening, you can't see what it's leading to. It's only once it's happened that you can look back and say, oh, of course that happened and that's how it led there. So that's really fascinating to me that same process played out for you and this show that you've now launched, you've published numerous episodes of, and you're seeing a lot of success with it. The next question I want to ask in regards to that, though, is, you know, what is that long-term vision? What are you ultimately trying to create?
That is a great question, Greg. I really want to create a brand around my name, my husband's name. And so whatever that, you know, looks like right now, like that's the ultimate goal of what we're doing because we want to change as many people's lives as possible. And I didn't touch on this earlier. And sometimes, you know, you don't have enough time to tell your whole story. But, but basically, Nicholas and I, we traveled the whole world. We have done missions work and, you know, 14 different countries. And we realized that people need money. Like, that is something that everyone needs. You know, the quote by Zig Ziglar, it's like money isn't everything, but it's close up there with, you know, breathing, like air, like everyone needs air to live. And so we saw so many people struggling and ourselves as well, like doing missions work, you need money and all these different countries. And so that's our long-term vision. Like we love to do business because we love to, you know, help our clients, inspire people. But, you know, the more you give, the more you get. You know, Tony Robbins, gosh, he gives away so much money. It's insane. But that's kind of like our long-term vision of what we're doing is to help as many people as possible. And the more money we make, the more money we can help other people. And that is the vision, creating something where we have a voice to impact millions and millions of people's lives, but also give them the resources that they need to accomplish their dreams and their goals. You're on your own. We'll be gone to the sun.
that's it for episode 72. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for part 3 of Amanda's story. The show notes for this episode will be available on my website, www.gregclunas.com. There you'll find links to Amanda's website, Amanda's podcast, and a free webinar that she has invited you to titled 3 Secret Health Hacks to Get Fit Fast, Unleash Extra Energy, and Become More Confident Than Ever Before. So check that out over at www.gregclunas.com and let me know what you think. Also, do me a favor. If you like this episode or if you hate this episode, reach out to me on Twitter at Greg Clunas and let me know. I'm trying to figure out what the interviews for this show are going to look and sound like. So any feedback you have is incredibly helpful. Reach out to me on Twitter and let me know. Until tomorrow, I've been Greg Clunas. And remember, all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day. Every day.